Hello, Fossum. My name is Alejandro, and today I'm going to talk about Puppis, a simple, powerful, and extendable command line bibliography manager that I have been developing during the last 7 years. I will be explaining some of the main considerations of the project and demoing some of its basic use cases. First of all, let me introduce myself. I work currently as a physicist at the Technical University of Vienna in Austria. We develop massively parallel algorithms in order to calculate properties of molecules and solids from a theoretical point of view. You can find me on Mastodon or around the web. Don't hesitate to contact me. So, what is Puppis? Puppis started as a simple bibliography manager built around the command line. It should make possible to manage papers or books at scale, or for small curated libraries. It is therefore important to implement a simple data model and use an approachable programming language, such as Python, so that users can interact easily with Puppis' many features. In addition, Python also encourages contributions from researchers in the academic world, since nowadays many researchers are exposed to this language. Puppis strives to be and build a community, and various plugins have appeared thanks to the community. There are plugins for the major text editors such as NeoVim and Emacs, and partial support exists for VS Code and Vim. Additionally, lately we have been working on the web application for Puppis, and I will be showing some of its features in this talk. But you're asking yourself, why Puppis? We think that it should be possible and simple to perform complex tasks on a whole library. This is made possible through a rich command line interface. You can add papers from a DOI or from a variety of websites supported by Puppis. You can explore sources like Crossref from the command line, or download information about the citations of a publication, or check which publications cite the current publication. You can take notes that